Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Commercial Roofing Connections podcast. I'm your moderator, Justine Christopher. My guest today is John Walker, Senior Manager of Facility Services and Maintenance at Ryder Incorporated, who will be discussing the ABCs of working with third-party systems. Hi, John. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Good. We're glad that you can give us some insight on your facility services and working with third parties. To start it off, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit more about Ryder, like the number of locations you oversee, what aspects of the building are you responsible for, so on and so forth.
Well, Ryder is a large ranging company. We have everything from facilities that oversee logistical things, warehouses, things of that nature, all the way down to shops for our diesel trucks and our lease and our fleet, our vehicle sales. There's a lot of different types of buildings and facilities within the Ryder portfolio, not just across the United States, Canada, and Mexico, but also internationally as well. So we have a lot of different diverse things and different types of buildings of different ages that we get to manage and oversee.
I didn't realize you guys were all over that. Do you handle outside of the United States that any of those properties?
Right now we have the Canada sites and locations in our portfolio that we manage. So we oversee specifically more the sites in what we call the FMS facilities, which is our facilities maintenance. Those are about 600 facilities, give or take, as things come on and come off, as we're moving out of markets and into markets.
So besides the United States, do you oversee any of the maintenance in other countries?
I do. Mexico has a couple of sites. We don't oversee those directly. Canada has several facilities up there that we oversee as part of the FMS program, which is the fleet maintenance program for the trucks that we lease out, that we rent, and that we operate for the various clients that we have. We have about 600 facilities in that portfolio, and it ranges from all different types, everything from built-up roofs to metal roofing to EPDMs to PVC and TPOs, just a variety of different types of things that we get to manage on any given day.
Besides roofing, what other aspects of the building are you responsible for maintenance?
Well, in the facilities world, we literally have it from almost top to bottom in this case. Everything from the facility itself, the parking lots, the fencing, the facility maintenance portion of it, in terms of lighting and all the different the break fix stuff that happens in any kind of building throughout the day. I have another third party vendor that helps me with a lot of that heavy lifting. But we do a lot of different things to facilitate and take the burden off of our local management teams so they can focus on their core, which is serving our customers. And we take care of the facilities for them so they can focus on what is important for them.
Great. That was good to get to know a little bit more about Ryder and what all you handle on the facility management level. So how did you get started in the facility management industry?
I literally, as a child, grew up in the construction industry. Just something that's always been in my family, something that we did. Been a contractor for a period of time back in the state of Utah. In 2005, I took a regional facilities manager position at the Corporation of Presiding Bishopric, which is the Mormon Church. Was over their facilities here in the United States, Southeast United States. A lot of the facilities that case, of course, the hurricane area. I was based out of Fort Myers and then Orlando. I was with them for a period of time, then went over and was the Seaport manager, maintenance manager for Port Everglades here in Broward County, Florida, dealing with all of the big cruise terminals, the port itself, all the different things that come in and out of there, the ships, and took care of everything that was basically from the bulkhead back, making sure that the port ran and smoothly and operated correctly. We also, as a government entity, we also had over all of the public works facilities as well. It was quite interesting. I learned a lot there. And just recently, in November of last year, I jumped over to Ryder, looking for some new challenges, and definitely found it there and having a lot of fun here at Ryder.
Awesome. That's great. That's a very interesting background. How many members are on your facilities team at Ryder?
Directly at Ryder, and we have four of us. We have a contractor that works with us a lot as well. And then everything else is third party. We bring in different clients and vendors to be able to help us facilitate the work across the portfolio. the third party for us is absolutely the way to go. It gives us a lot more flexibility in what we want to do and how we want to implement our program.
That's great. That's good to hear. So throughout your time as the Senior Manager of Facilities Service and Maintenance, what has been some of your biggest challenges when it comes to roofing?
Roofing, like anything else, is when you are managing a large national type of portfolio, is getting the information that you need to be able to make the decisions on what to do with any given property or problem that is arising. And the biggest thing is making sure that you're able to get an assessment done that you can trust, enough photos to be able to understand what's going on, and a partner that understands what our mindset is in terms of what our standards are, so that we're able to make a decision as to how to move forward on a certain property, how we want to go about making repairs, how that's going to interface and interact with the team members and the employees that we have working at that facility, so we can have minimum disruption in the workflow that's going on there.
Absolutely. That's a big thing when it comes to maintenance, is trying not to disrupt the business and the day-to-day aspects for customers. So you had mentioned that, you know, third-party systems are the way to go for you guys. Can you outline why Ryder chose that route?
Ryder is in a process right now of bringing a lot of the local maintenance, or the maintenance that was being done on the facilities, from a local level up to a national level. There's a lot of gains to be had in terms of quantity and value that you get when you have large national programs with the pricing and the standards that you're able to apply across the facilities, so that every facility is treated the same with the same type of standard and level of care that is that's needed in the facility. As you know, a lot of times in your local facilities, and even in the folks that you have, the facility is only managed or maintained as well as the person has the ability or knowledge to be able to do so. And so, you know, some of the facilities and facility site managers were very, very engaged. And others, it just wasn't their thing, and that was okay, because that's not what they were there to do. But it kind of made a disparity between some of the facilities. And so bringing them into a national type program really helps level the playing field across all of the facilities. And then that'll help us make sound business decisions when it comes to finance and how we want to implement the funds that we do have to make sure that we're getting to the lowest hanging fruit and that we're getting to the facilities that have the greatest need.
So instead of having the decentralized decision making, you guys decided to make it more centralized and have a better plan in place coming from corporate.
Yes.
So what is the process when there's a roof leak at one of your locations?
Well, our process right now is we have a third party that we use to field all of our repair requests that come in from the field. So they will call this hotline. That facilities team will then receive the call. They will assign a priority to that work order or work request based on what they're hearing or what they're receiving from the site that's reporting the problem. If it's a big leak or a big hole or storm damage, things like that, we immediately dispatch crews. They will do that immediately. And that'll go out, and that temporary work will get done, or permanent fixes will get done based on certain not to exceed thresholds. And if it starts getting up over those thresholds, then we have that work then go back into a proposal system, and it kicks up for review over to myself and my team to be able to decide how we're going to go about getting that corrected. And then looking at the roof as a whole and determine, is that the best repair for that roof at this particular time, given its current shape, its age, and those types of factors. So then after that is completed, then we'll turn the work over and Diamond Roofing gets engaged and off we go.
What's your favorite part about working with a third party?
The flexibility and scalability of the projects that we need to be able to do. Some days we would literally have, you know, one or two projects going at a given time, and then turn around, we'll have a storm, and all of a sudden we have, you know, 20 sites need to be out to be assessed. And the third party allows us to be able to scale up for that and to work to the need that we have. It also gives us the ability to implement programs and alternatives and new things that we come across into the program faster, because we're able to communicate that back to our third-party vendor and have a really good discussion with the skill set that they bring us, and it adds value to our program.
That's great to hear that they're adding the value. And when you do have, you know, storm situations, they're able to dispatch in a more timely manner than just, you know, you and your team trying to find vendors. What best practices have you learned throughout your career in the facilities management role that you wish someone would have shared with you early on?
I think the most important thing that I've learned over the years, and it's been reiterated to me and trained into me, is that, and it took time for me to understand this concept as a whole, and that is that you can't do everything by yourself. You have to have a team around you, because you're only as good as the team and the folks you have with you to help you get through the problems that are arising or the projects that are there. And that has been hugely beneficial to me, especially as I've gone from being a general contractor to overseeing regional and now national type programs, is being able to understand how to implement and bring in various team members to be able to help manage a national program. You know, it's a different kind of mindset than just grabbing your tool belt, going out and getting the job done. It's a different a view that you have to take as you look at, you know, 600 properties as a whole and decide how you want to go about making sure that the preventative maintenance programs are implemented, that we minimize the amount of disruption or unexpected breakdown of those facilities. And then the second most important thing I have ever learned, and this was taught to me by one of my very first employers. I had the opportunity as a young kid to work for Murray Osmond, of all people.
Oh,
and wow. A saying that she used to tell me this all the time. It says, John, that our audience perception is our reality. When you stop and you kind of step back from that, you realize that it doesn't matter how you or I feel about the job that we're doing. If the people that are seeing the job being implemented, or our customer, or our team, or our management staff above us, if that's not the perception that they're getting, it doesn't matter how good we think we are, it's what they're perceiving. And so it's for us to understand what their perception is and then provide the experiences that we need to be able to make sure that their perception is one that we want them to have. And that has been hugely beneficial to me in helping understand how to communicate and be able to how to the feedback that I seek from those that I serve and do work for.
Well, that's really good advice, and that's really awesome that you worked for her. And
she was a very, very neat lady.
I bet that was probably really interesting. So it sounds like, you know, you said you started with your boots on the ground, and now that you're at a more larger national company, that it's more, you know, managing and finding the right people and the right team to make sure that everything is getting done timely.
It is. That's the crux of the whole program, if you're going to be successful in what you do.
Yeah. You're stationed down in South Florida. You know, what are the biggest concerns with your weather, since you guys are, you know, always getting in the eye of the hurricane, so to speak?
Hurricanes are just one of those things you plan for in any given day or any kind of programs you have. You have to have the ability, and we have a program in place to be able to address any of these kinds of things that pop up, whether it be hurricanes, whether it be these massive storms like we had this last spring up in the Iowa area, whether it be earthquakes, whether it be massive snowstorms. You have to be able to have a team that's flexible enough and has the resources to be able to dive in and address the situations as they arise. Hurricanes are especially problematic, not just from the wind, but the amount of rain that these things deliver. And that's why understanding your roofing systems and how they operate and how they're going to handle that amount of water and be able to handle that is important for us.
Yes, definitely educating yourself about all the different aspects of your building is a very good thing for you and your team, which I know you guys do educational stuff as well to handle those situations as best as you guys can. Well, John, thanks again for joining us today. I really enjoyed hearing your perspective on third-party systems and hope all of our listeners did as well. Be sure to check out Commercial Roofing Connections on LinkedIn, and have a great day, everyone.